MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The nation's economy added just 12,000 jobs in the month of October, due mostly to the strike at Boeing that has left more than 30,000 employees not working, and due to the hurricanes Helene and Milton, which devastated parts of the southeast.
Overall, this report, while it does seem shockingly low, that top line number, it seems like Wall Street is already looking past it because we've got stock futures rallying after this report.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus, the Dow right now is up more than 480 points. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump hold dueling rallies within 7 miles of each other this evening in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Police in Orlando are still looking for a motive in the mass shooting at a Halloween event downtown that left 2 people dead and 6 wounded. A 17-year-old is in custody. More than 200 people have been killed in the recent flooding in Spain, and dozens are still missing. It's being called the worst natural disaster so far this century in that region. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've got a busy one across Wisconsin yet again. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are both here in the Badger State making their closing arguments to voters. Let's start with Donald Trump. He's holding a rally tonight in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. After he announced that visit, the Harris campaign scheduled a rally in Milwaukee for tonight. It seems they're building a stage at Veterans Park. She'll be joined by an array of Black musicians, including Cardi B. We've seen huge early voter turnout here in the Badger State, and early voting officially ends on Sunday. Here in the city of Madison, early voting is offered at most of our city libraries on Saturdays. A couple of them have Sunday hours here or there. Now remember, not all municipalities offer early voting on the weekends. So if you live in a smaller or more rural area, it's possible today is your last chance to vote early. You can contact your local clerk's office. They'll be able to tell you exactly when early voting ends in your area. Advocates say Wisconsin's voter ID law can really turn into a nightmare for many college students. They can use their student ID if it's compliant with state rules, and most aren't. On some campuses, students need to request a special ID that includes their photo, legal name, signature, issuing date, and expiration date. Kristen Hansen with Common Cause Wisconsin works with college students to help them vote.
This is one of the things that is a mystery, is a school already knows the student is who they say they are. They've already provided identification to the school. And so the ID that the school gives should be enough without all this other nonsense attached to it.
She says proof of residency can be tough, too, just because students often move from year to year. We have a link to the Common Cause Wisconsin page to help students vote on WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Packer named Defensive Player of the Month. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packer safety Xavier McKinney named the NFC Defensive Player of the Month. McKinney, a free agent from the Giants, leads the league with 6 interceptions. I asked him, how did he feel when Matt LaFleur made the announcement in a team meeting?
I felt good. I mean, me personally, I think there was another month that I should have wanted to. But at the end of the day, it's a great honor. You know, I'm happy about it. But, you know, there's more to do.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. The Badgers head to Iowa to face the Hawkeyes 6:30 tomorrow night at Kinnick Stadium. On the line, the Heartland Trophy. NBA, the Bucks losing last night to the Grizzlies 122-99 in Memphis. Grizzlies guard Ja Morant with 26 points. The Bucks have lost 4 in a row.
We got to fix this. We didn't make shots, and we have to find a way to get stops. Morant had a free pass tonight as far as driving, and so we got to do a better job of figuring out how to contain guards like that.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s, and then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, is it the last gasp of democracy?
Is it the pre-election depression special on the John and Gordy Show?
Tune in.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're a Republican, hopefully you recognize this. Donald Trump is a fake Republican. We've got a 14-year-old kid who's been a Republican longer than Donald Trump has. And he'll tell you that, too. Look, Donald Trump spent $8 trillion we don't have. He told us he was going to be fiscally conservative. He told us he was going to build a wall. He built a selfie station. He told us he was going to protect America's best interests, and he became best friends with Vladimir Putin. These are not Republican principles.
Wow, that was really well put.
Wow. Former Republican Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, Jeff Duncan. Chris, on the same Larry the Fort of who said Trump is simply unacceptable. The mere fact that he violated the American tradition of the peaceful transfer of power is inherently disqualifying. All of the other reasons, and there are many, amount to shoving another 10 pounds of manure into a 5-pound bag. Who said that?
Muttermore and Boo.
No, that would be conservative writer Jonah Goldberg, one of the other Republicans for Harris. Okay. I got a very odd love tweet. Steph, I follow your career since I saw you in the picture Happy Birthday to Me. My dream is to meet you personally and have a photo autographed by you hugging.
You were not in
I was not in that movie. That was an IMDb error. However, you can see me gracing the stage tomorrow night and on pay-per-view.
Do not despair. We are here to save the world.
Stephanie Miller.
Sexy Liberal.
Save the World.
Comedy Tour.
We're saving the world, and now you can watch from anywhere in the world.
This Saturday night from L.A. in the Orpheum Theater.
A live pay-per-view event
starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, and Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles.
Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump was like, we got to get rid of some of these.
Don't like it.
And comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people we have ever met. Black mama this country.
Yeah, okay.
Special guests Mark Hamill, Martin Sheen, Representative Adam Schiff, and Glenn Kirshner. Live all over the world from the Orpheum in Los Angeles this Saturday, November 2nd. $20.24 gets you live streaming of the comedy tour that is saving the world. All over the world. It's the live pay-per-view election special. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Details and tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Melissa Sue Anderson was in Happy Birthday to Me. I don't think
that was not me.
No,
that is not me. Okay,
definitely not
Miller. All right, but speaking of someone that does have a big career, Martin Sheen is. It's not sadly he's gone from to a maybe for tomorrow night because he is saving. He's out saving America. He was there in Ohio for Sherrod Brown and is doing so well and being so effective.
Yes.
They've sent him to Pennsylvania to campaign for Bob Casey with Josh Shapiro. So he may or may not be able to join us by tomorrow night.
Right.
But we thank him for his services, both fictional and real.
Well, we have someone else.
We have another surprise. can't say.
Maybe.
Don't worry, there's
maybe.
Always
they
surprises.
They haven't said yes yet.
Yes. Correct. Close enough.
Okay. Okay. Oh, my God.
Who else do we need but... Sexy Liberal Weekend, Frangela.
Well, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I, you know what? They have to staple me down in this house. I'm so excited. I'm just floating over the place.
I'm going to have a little rope around her ankle so she don't fly away.
I know. My husband keeps on saying I have to clean all this glitter off the ceilings.
It is the anti-Madison Square Garden event with floating piles of... beautiful, sexy liberals. That's what it's going to be. We're very excited. And
that's right. We're going to keep each other sane, make each other laugh, and empower ourselves for the landslide victory we are about to have.
I believe that, too. And yet I also feel like I'm stroking out. How about you?
My eyes no longer close.
I noticed that you haven't blinked since like four tour dates ago.
No, I no longer blink. It takes too much time.
I thought it was the heat in Phoenix, but you've been pretty much like this every time I've seen you now.
Yeah, the heat sucks sucks the moisture right off your eyeballs.
Yeah, she had that same look when I ordered broccoli at the Kansas City barbecue restaurant. She was like,
well,
who wouldn't look like that?
I'm on a lot of medication this morning to help me be more calm.
You know what? It wasn't until, like, this week that I recognized that we have been on the road this year, everybody.
Yeah, we have.
We did.
I'm exhausted. Yeah.
I was exhausted this week, too. It hit me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think we all are. We're exhausted by 10 years of him. And, Frangela, I literally, even for me that marinates in this stuff, I thought it was fake news. That Donald Trump said Liz Cheney should be shot in the face by a firing squad. I was like, no, he didn't. I mean, I
don't know how he does it. Like, when are we going to get NASA or somebody on studying this man? Because my family, in my family, I'm known as the person, I'm like the crazy whisperer. Frances will tell you, I know crazy people.
She knows them. Knows him backwards and forwards.
I can tell you what's going on in a crazy person's head, but he is constantly surprising me. You literally came up with, your staff has been out here all week talking about Kamala needs to turn down the rhetoric and stop it, and then you wake up yesterday and go, you know what? What if there were 12 barrels facing Liz Cheney's face? I'm like,
you thought the October surprise was this mainstream, Madison Square Garden hate fest. Mm-hmm. And then this one this morning, breaking news, Daily Beast has uncovered over 100 hours of recordings of Jeffrey Epstein talking about his relationship with Trump, inside details he knew about the Trump White House, yada yada. And then you feel like, I think we already know that. It was all over Jeffrey Epstein's call logs, his flight logs. And it's like, does nothing matter?
I mean, no.
It's just... Go ahead.
This is the thing. Nothing matters.
Because
it's a cult. He is just right. They don't. Everybody I've seen ever confront somebody and get to the point where the person admits Donald Trump has done these things and that they're horrible and they don't like them. They then say, and I don't care.
Yeah.
They do not care. They have tied this to their identity.
Yeah.
He has allowed people to love the parts of themselves that are hateful. The parts of themselves that they had to hide because they were because they knew they were supposed to be ashamed. Ooh. But they don't have to hide them.
It sounded like a bad word. It was ashamed.
Yes, I know. Very close. Yes.
Ashamed.
Oh, I wasn't anywhere near that.
We're all on tenterhooks.
Yeah, no.
Chris is like a poodle on linoleum at this point.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I'm going to tell you something. 10 trazodone will knock that right out of you.
I need to get some.
I got some dog medicine.
Let me make a call
right now.
I think
I have some trazodone.
You won't ever sleep, but who needs it?
I mean, I just, the fact that they're obviously doing this whole stop the steal, like, you know, move thing all over again. Tristan Snell said D.C. ellipse rallies by the numbers. Trump on January 6th, 53,000 people, 140 officers injured at the Capitol, five officers dead, 2.8 million in damage, one constitutional proceeding disrupted. Kamala on October 29th, 75,000 people, zero injured, zero dead, zero damage, zero proceedings disrupted. I mean, it was the perfect closing argument, I thought, you know, her speech at the ellipse. And it really does come down to, does love Trump hate? Do you vote for Madison Square Garden and that hate fest, or do you vote for this?
Yeah. And I need people to stop acting like it's okay to vote for the hate fest. Yeah. I need us all to not be okay with that.
Yeah.
Well, also, can we just also acknowledge that the last time that a group of people, when the neo-Nazis met, it was about keeping Jewish people. There were too many Jewish immigrants in this country. And they just did the very same meetup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And had the nerve at that meeting to call a Jewish person a not good Jewish person.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're offended when he's blaming the Jews already for losing. Right. And they're like, God, why do you say he's like Hitler?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because he quotes him?
Like, I'm so sick of them talking about, like, and listening to Trump alone say, you know, what Biden said. Somehow what Biden said is something we need to focus on because that's wrong and hateful. And then he turns around, says the exact same things, but we have to get a sense of humor about that.
Yeah.
Hypocrisy. They're not even trying.
Did you see the Fox?
To make sense.
Did you see the Fox headline? Biden playfully bites baby during White House trick or treat event. I'm like, oh, here come all the Democrats eat babies.
Yep.
People are now. And they were dressed like a candy corn or something, and they were giggling, and the mom was giggling. But I'm like,
he eats babies, Stephanie. Don't try to protect the man. Really.
In pizza parlor basements.
Yeah. But the mainstream media has just failed us again. You're absolutely right. I this whole Joe Biden misspoke. And first of all, I said they are garbage. So I wouldn't even say he misspoke. But, you know, it's like he clearly was.
He's not running.
Yeah, he's not the candidate, A. And B, he obviously was talking about the people making these racist comments and the people, you know, supporting that. You know,
we go to attack people who are around the vice president, but not the candidate himself, Trump. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's called. How many people? How many different names? Are you kidding me?
All of the same names. And acting like what went on in that Madison Square lynch mob rally, acting like somehow he wasn't a part of that. He started his campaign with Mexicans are rapists. He started his campaign with that. He threw paper towels at Puerto Rico. He's the one. I mean, this is everything at that rally was in a teleprompter and on brand.
Yeah. And the only thing they cut was him calling Kamala Harris the C word, which you know they've done in private, God knows how many times. But that was all calculated about the women's vote. But but that means it was okay to say black people carve watermelons and, you know, Puerto Ricans are garbage and, you know, Kamala Harris is a whore. All that was fine with them.
Her pimp handlers?
Really?
Watermelons and black people? 2024? Really?
There's just no, like, I look at that and I'm like, I don't want to hear from a single person, especially not no brown people, no women of any color, no black people, that there's a reason to vote for this man.
Yeah.
Because there isn't. And if you are that much of a biscuit maker, if you are that desperate to go into the Biscuit Hall of Fame, congratulations.
Sorry, I'm paging through trying to find my Byron Donalds story.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
No. Sorry. That's my
fault. Y'all, hide the molasses.
Oh, here it is. CNN anchor John Berman asked Byron Donalds what he thought of the ex-president's comments about protecting women, whether the women like it or not. Super rapey. How rapey on a scale of rapiness? Donald said, John, you need to stop. Berman tried again. I'm just reading the part of Byron Donalds.
Right.
John, you need to stop. Okay, Berman, so you're telling me there's no concern from Nikki Haley or clearly Trump said from people close to him, his campaign, about the type of language he's using. John, listen, I love the selective editing this morning.
What?
No.
They will defend anything. Who was it, the Republican, that tried to defend him saying shoot Liz Cheney comments? Oh, he was just disagreeing about her foreign policy. Oh, my God.
Oh, is that how we do it?
We are not Boo Boo the Fool. Right.
We're not.
Is fat meat?
It is greasy.
It is greasy.
It is greasy.
The number of times one might wax a pony.
You're not going to do it twice. You can do it once, but not twice.
But it's not going to be pleasant. I wouldn't suggest it.
The crick's got a holler.
The crick's got a holler. Holler got a crick. I'm not gonna waste it on a pancake or risk it on a biscuit. You know?
No, you will not risk it on a biscuit.
That's how this works. If you throw rice,
I'm gonna catch it and cook it.
Thank you. I don't know why.
There's a lake.
Kamala, you can borrow all of these if you
want. A lake is just a lazy waterfall, is it?
That's exactly what a lake is. A lazy waterfall. Don't ever forget.
That's kind of profound.
That's what Mama used to say.
That's really profound.
It's true.
Yeah.
A lake is a lazy waterfall. I think Buddha said it.
Oh,
Did you see
For sure.
Trumper in the Trumper hat. I mentioned the story earlier. First of all, in many, many states, you can't wear political stuff into the polling booth.
So no,
this is. There's been several of these stories now with Trumpers where the election worker has nicely said, sir or ma'am, you can't wear that in here. So this guy in South Carolina, here's the entire transcript. Oh, by the way, did I mention they're black ladies?
Of course. They're all black ladies. I've seen this video.
And he's a big,
you know
whatever.
What he looks like
Navy,
already.
Navy,
trust me.
Meal Team 6, whatever. Okay, Vanilla ISIS guy with the poll worker. You're not going to be able to Trump fan you, bitch.
Wow!
It's bad when you see it.
That's what camera person. Oh wow!
Wow, that's all she's. That
poll worker.
Wow.
Sir, listen, don't cuss at me, Trump fan. This is my. Oh, sorry, mother. Right here. Poll worker, inaudible. Trump fan. All right, then shut the hell up and let me vote. Poll worker. We ain't got nothing else to say. We cannot serve you. We're going to move on. Trump fan throws hat. There it is right there. Poll worker. No, 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 no. Trump fan grabs poll worker's hands. Poll worker, don't do that. Camera person, my God. Wow, wow, wow. Trump fan advances. Poll workers restrain Trump fan and throw him out. Okay, so this is what's going to happen to all y'all. This is what I kept telling people. Don't be afraid, intimidated by these. This is what they hope
they won't.
For. Yeah.
They won't. Yeah. We never have been. They've had hundreds of years to intimidate us, and they have never done it successfully. But we all need to stand up for each other, and we need to have other people of good conscience so that these people aren't out there on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to say that really quickly, that here we are, black people again, protecting the vote of a thing that we were denied.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. Great point.
Yeah. And started with, sir, sorry, but you can't, just politely. And, okay.
Yeah. It's like, sir, this is a Wendy's.
Sir, this is a Wendy's drive-thru.
We can't, we don't have pizza.
22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Mowdy's Dogs, Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. Can I just say that while I think they really love me, Ron, the guy that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money, got here yesterday,
right.
And they implanted themselves, one Bonnie directly on his crotch and Clyde on his chest, like tumors. So they're kind of, they just sort of tumor.
It's not a tumor.
They are tumors on everybody, right. Including me. But that's because they're so happy and healthy, and it's a constant thank you for the Dr. Marty's food. Thank you for feeding us superfoods.
Aw.
Yeah. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, raw, freeze-dried. They love it. I cannot recommend it highly enough. All of my friends' dogs are on it now. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Glossy, sweet-smelling show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know. November, the American people will make a choice. We hope that they will make smart choices. There is a smart choice you can make for your phone service, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. Why would a progressive choose anyone else? Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy choice. You bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to credomobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That is credomobile.com. They're the OG sexy liberal company, credomobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
With hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely, I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own, Dobie Maxwell, joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood burning computer plugged into the?
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Kevin in D.C. wants to celebrate Sexy Liberal Weekend with Frangela. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Yes. Go. Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me okay? I was told the audio was kind of bad. Is it okay?
Yep. It's fine. A few seconds. Go ahead.
Good, great. So, I used to wonder how could people vote for this piece of crap and wonder why you vote against yourself and so on and so forth. But it's been told to me it's because this is the last batch of people who want to keep the old system. It somehow worked for them to have white supremacy on top. So that's why they vote for this crazy stuff and why this guy can say the vile things he does and make the threats he do, and insane people still want to vote for it.
Yep. Yeah, well, guess what? We're not going back.
That's right.
Have you heard that saying?
I've heard it.
We're not going back.
That's good.
Oh, thank you. Fridays with Frangela on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Happy Halloween. Let's cut to the chase. Not our most comfortable trick-or-treating weather. It was warmer this morning than it is now, and now we've got a wind advisory in effect. The National Weather Service says we might have gusts of wind up to 50 miles per hour. We'll see some tree limbs down. We might even have some isolated power outages. This advisory ends at 10 o'clock tonight. Now, there aren't official trick-or-treating hours for the city of Madison, but generally, trick-or-treating is encouraged between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. When it comes to other cities in Dane County, for Fitchburg and Monona, they recommend trick-or-treating from 4 to 7. In Verona and Middleton, hours are 5 to 8. Kids are most likely to get hurt as pedestrians on Halloween than any other day of the year. So to keep them safe, advocacy groups recommend trick-or-treating earlier rather than later and always staying with your young kids. If there aren't adequate streetlights where you're trick-or-treating, bring a flashlight with you. And if older kids are out trick-or-treating without adult supervision, you should know which route they're taking and have an agreed-upon time for them to come home. Switching gears, Wisconsin has one of the higher closure rates in the U.S. for charter schools. A new report from the Center for Charter School Accountability shows nationally 25% of charter schools close within the first 5 years. Here in Wisconsin, it's over 45%. Charter schools get public funding but are usually run by private entities. They're often billed as alternatives for families who want more options. But what do you do when that school you handpicked is set to close? Jenny Hofschulte of the Wisconsin Public Education Network.
That's 45% of those families put into a lurch and having to make pivots and new choices for their children.
She says traditional public schools are happy to welcome these students back, but local districts often have to rush to place them. Wisconsin currently has more than 200 registered charter schools. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A high-pressure system has settled in, clearing those clouds and calming our winds, but also providing some crisp temperatures. Highs today will only climb to the mid-40s and fall back below freezing again tonight. With plenty of sunshine on tap tomorrow, it's going to be a splendid Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 38.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, could there be winds of change blowing through the northern part of Wisconsin? We'll talk to Kyle Kilborn running against Tom Tiffany. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
walls is, I'm very obviously gay. I look at him, I'm like, you're gay. And I'm sure I'll be attacked for saying that. Maybe he's not gay, but he certainly seems gay.
Right. And you immediately say, where's your evidence?
Oh, I don't have any evidence. I'm just saying the guy looks super, super gay to me.
Well,
that would be Tucker Carlson, who, the first time I saw him on TV, I said to you, Chris, he seems super, super gay.
Right.
And I'm gay, so I don't mean that as a pejorative.
Right.
But, welcome to this election cycle.
Tucker likes butt stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are there any people who raised these people? Like, I don't. Because I can't even blame this on a wild pack of wolves.
You know what you can blame it on? He said recently he was physically attacked and mauled by a demon in the middle of the night.
He has claw marks.
He
has claw marks.
Yeah, he said, I got attacked while I was asleep with my wife and four dogs in the bed and mauled, physically mauled.
Who says those dogs trying to kill you?
Tucker Carlson.
Yes, that's right.
Tucker Carlson?
His dogs know he's in hole.
He was mauled by his dogs.
Probably.
Yeah.
Some white men never get over the trauma of being fired. And it spirals them into a deeper crazy than the one that got them fired.
They just don't know what to do with this campaign. Here's Tim Walz, football coach, veteran, hunter. I'm just like, okay, this Fox News' latest attempt, they ran the headline, Tim Walz allegedly told high school football players struggling with crime and alcohol to keep playing. In an interview with the former student, the Walz apparently encouraged him to continue playing. He thought it would give him a positive outlet away from alcohol and criminal activities that could help him straighten out in his life. That student said the caring attention he gave, that positive support, can pull you through really dark times in your life. And he was right, and I was wrong. I mean, people on social media were just like, scandal. Tim Walz revealed as small-town coach with big heart, whose tough love forever changed the life of a struggling young man. Another one wrote, this is extremely damning. I can't believe Tim Walz didn't instead counsel the young man to quit football and drunk drive into a quarry. I mean, I guess we should be glad they're so desperate, you know? Donald Trump is just getting more unhinged and violent that, you know, the stories are, they know they're losing. I guess we should we be calmed by that, for Angela?
Yes and no. Yes and no. You know, and I just want to go back to him calling him gay. Some of the strongest, best people in this world are gay. And the fact that it gets thrown out as if it is a negative.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's the part that really chaps my hide.
I mean, let's tell the truth. It's the straights that aren't really doing a good job.
The straights that ain't bringing it.
That's the truth.
Sorry.
So, speaking of
it's your fault, Jody.
Speaking of the straights, the right is losing its collective, seriously, its mind over this Julia Roberts ad. Let's take a listen.
Your turn, honey.
In the one place in America where women still have a right to choose. You can vote any way you want. And no one will ever know.
Did you make the right choice?
Sure did, honey. Remember, what happens in the booth stays in the booth. Vote Harris Walz. Vote Common Good is responsible for the contents of this ad.
Yep.
We just got a moral lecture from Newt Gingrich in our first segment on moral values.
And
very terrible that would be to, he's the one who left his wife who was dying of cancer to have an affair with someone. That's not important. That's not my point.
And he was upset that this ad was suggesting that women lie to their husbands about their vote.
Charlie Kirk fumed. It's so gross. It's so nauseating where this wife who comes in with her sweet husband who probably works his tail off to make sure she can go out and, you know, have a nice life. Oh, like, no, women have jobs that also contribute to a nice life. Provides for the family. And then she lies to him saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump. And then she votes for Kamala Harris as her little secret in the voting booth. Kamala Harris and her team believe that there will be millions of women that undermine their husbands and do so in a way that is not detectable with the polling. Liz Cheney went, listen to this twit make Donald Trump's closing argument. Women, you know what to do. Vote Kamala. I mean,
yeah.
They're just, I, Okay, go ahead.
It doesn't say nice husband. If you can't be honest about your vote with the person you are in a relationship with, yes, then you're concerned for your safety. Like, you can't have a disagreement in your house. That's a problem. I'm not, yeah. When I look at that man, I'm like, oh, that hardworking, loving husband. No.
How is that automatically a sweet husband that you have to be terrified of?
What I'm saying.
And what husband goes, did you make the right choice?
Exactly. That doesn't sound like we having a discussion. That sounds like you done lost your mind.
Donald Trump's, I'm going to protect women whether they like it or not. More creepy or more rapey? Or just weird? Creepy, rapey, weird? Which one?
It's stalkery, creepy, rapey. It's a cornucopia of wrong and disrespect and violence against women.
That's right, Anne.
It's a melange.
Yes, thank you. A man that has just been responsible for taking bodily autonomy away from millions of women. I mean, I guess, okay. Frangela, do you think this election is close? Because I know we all go, how could this even be close? But I don't... I think people are saying I don't know that it is, you know?
I don't believe it's close. I think I between either. Women, the allyship between women, between the youth vote, and I do believe that the youth are going to come out and vote this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really do believe that.
Yeah.
And all he's doing every day is making that choice a lot easier for everybody. But I look at this and I don't think it's close either. And I think we're going to take back the House and the Senate.
I think that is why.
That's why I say polling is a problem because people lie in polls.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, there was yet another story today about what a lot of people have been talking about is these deliberate right-wing polls that are flooding the zone. And a lot of the the aggregators, they just throw them in with all the rest of them, you know, so.
Yeah, all the junk polls. Absolutely. Straw polls. It's just, yeah, I believe. And also, these polls do not reach a certain aggregate of the population,
yeah,
which is women, which is youth, young people on cell phones. You know, who has a landline anymore?
Yeah, I do. Oh, Jody does.
I don't.
Just old.
I don't.
Just old white ladies.
It's for your job.
Angela, you frequently say I say things that sound like I'm sitting on my front porch shucking beans, but that's the only thing I can hear my landline when I'm on the front porch shucking beans.
Just airing out my feet.
It's an old white lady thing. Okay.
On the porch.
Just airing out my feet? Is that? Oh, my God. That's
just rocking. I'm just rocking and rocking and
airing
shucking. Rocking and shucking. Yeah.
Shucking some peas. Some green beans.
Okay. All right. For instance, there are a lot of previous Haley voters, right, that are going to vote for Kamala.
You see this guy over here clutching his pearls so hard over this, considering the fact that he's completely cool with inciting a riot that led to the injuries of 174 police officers, God knows how many other civilians, and even led to several deaths. You know, the difference between Josh Hawley and I is when I was at this event and I saw Ryan get hurt, I immediately went over to him, I stopped what I was doing, I took out the medical kit, I put a bandage on him, he was able to keep reporting.
Oh, that's not what I was calling for.
Sorry.
Oh. Okay, that was our friend Lucas Coons.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Yes, I set up one. That's what I was. I was calling an audible. Okay, so that was our friend Lucas Coons, who's running against, you know, but again, Josh Hawley is one of these posers that just wrote a book on manhood and is the one that was running away, on January 6th. And I love that Lucas said he looked like Cowboy Ken from the Barbie movie at the Missouri State Fair. But he's... So a guy got hit by shrapnel at a shooting range event, and you know, Josh Hawley just was trying to be a wise ass, like, oh, I hope Lucas Coons doesn't shoot any more reporters. But he was just talking about what he actually did. He actually went and helped the guy. He's a veteran. He's a Marine. One more.
Josh Hawley, when literally hundreds of people were being hurt at his place of work, did the exact opposite right? As a Marine, we go towards danger. We help people out when they're hurt. Josh Hawley, as the selfish swamp creature that he is and has always been, he ran away as quick as he could back to his $2 million Virginia estate and hit his head and hasn't said a single thing first. The man is literally all about himself. The people in this election have a real choice. A U.S. Marine who spent his entire life trying to pay back the people in my old neighborhood who took care of me, or a selfish guy over here who makes $500,000 in book sales, tripling his Senate salary, and brings nothing home to Missouri because he only cares about himself?
Please, God, Missouri, and please, Texas, let us be rid of these insurrectionist douchebags, Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley, right? And
Ted Cruz, my goodness. Oh,
that would be so healing, I think. That would heal a significant part of my heart.
And he's, I think, Colin Allred is, what, was 1 point behind, we just saw? Yeah. I mean, it's a dead heat, pretty much, you know? So I think all things are possible this year. Let me back up, do a parallel park in the cul-de-sac, and come back and pick this up.
Okay.
Nikki Haley voters.
Attorney Joan London switched her registration to independent after voting for Haley in the Republican primary. London was asked to join this local political program not long after our first visit 5 months ago. Back then, she told us she would write in a conservative because she viewed President Biden as too old. Later, she said she viewed Vice President Harris as too liberal and untested. But then she watched the Harris-Trump debate.
The last straw was what he said about the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then one more.
Where he said that we have to have a negotiated settlement. For someone who claims to be a conservative to say that was, in my opinion, outrageous. It's appeasement.
So London is now voting Harris, voting Democrat for president for the first time, because she believes Trump must lose, because she gets the battleground state math.
I needed to vote against allowing him to become president again. I don't want it on my conscience that I contributed in some way to that. Sometimes you have to say, American first, conservative second, Republican third.
And that's bared out in the polling, Frangela. I think she's up 18 points for the Republicans. I mean, that's part of, you know, to your point about what's happening with the polling. She's way above where Hillary or Biden were with Republicans.
Well, and if in a poll of people are saying that, then I know that they're, for every person who's willing to say that in a poll, how many thousands behind them who aren't?
Joe Walsh
to say
said
it,
that.
But
Joe,
are doing it.
Joe Walsh said everywhere he goes, people say, I'm voting for Kamala, but I can't say because of my family, my church, my this, my that. My,
No, because these people are violent. That's it's not even that it's a pain in the neck or you don't want to talk about it. They're violent.
And Republican strategist was talking about not having Nikki Haley out there for him, as he hasn't even spoken to her. She said, I think with Trump, personal grudges always lean in heavy with what he wants to do and how he operates. Clearly, that's part of this now, and it doesn't make good political sense, but good.
You know what? Yeah. Because she needs to be gone. That's soulless. Yeah. She is supporting him.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot with her. There is nothing about her that is at all legitimate. She's got no soul. She's got no sense of principles. Nothing. Like, I will admit, she makes the best biscuit naan combination I've ever. Francis, it was really good.
It was delicious. It was delicious.
That fusion. She's doing that
delicious
biscuit fusion
cuisine. Delicious.
Naan is delicious. Okay, 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Freedom from Religion. That's, do you always leave that out?
Yeah.
Right? When you're talking about freedom of religion, a third of Americans have no religion, at least 34% of Gen Z religiously unaffiliated. 2024, not just another election. This one is poisonal.
It is.
Yeah. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms. Crucial. Vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. I mean, do I need to tell you? No, I don't.
No.
Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers, protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Church there, state there. Sit, stay. Okay. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Pardon me. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I'll get there. I'll get there. Text liberal to 511-511 and go to ffrf.org/vote. Text fees may apply.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion, and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit energysavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Maldi's Dogs. Have you seen the TV commercials with our Dr. Maldi? He's handsome and romantic.
Yep.
Like Clyde.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, Forbes magazine has called him the miracle worker. He's been treating fancy dogs like Oprah's dog for years in his veterinary practice. Martha Stewart, she seems a little high maintenance.
You think?
Just saying.
For a felon?
This is the best dog food in the world.
Yeah.
Superfoods, made of turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it. I love Tamarnies because it's raw, freeze-dried. That makes it shelf-stable, pantry-safe, and the doggies love it, love it, love it. They eat it up, and there's no dangerous byproducts from high heat. What? Why?
Fooey.
All the good nutrition, the flavor's gone. There's dangerous byproducts. Fooey. 54% off right now and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. I can say it loud because you're not in here.
Oh, okay.
DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Fridays with Frangela. Yes, you heard it right. It is Sexy Liberal Weekend. L.A., the big final extravaganza, pre-election extravaganza with Adam Schiff and Glenn Kirshner and Mark Hamill. And President Bartlett is a maybe. Martin Sheen is out saving the world and specifically Pennsylvania right now. So, and we have another surprise. Oh, wait, hang on. I might be getting my surprise text right now. No, not yet. All right. We're working on other surprises. Pardon me. So, Frangela, let's talk about the Bad Bunny and Nicki Jam factor.
Can I just say, I
get chills all these different moments. J-Lo gave me chills when she introduced Kamala yesterday as the next president of the United States.
Name me a Bad Bunny song.
You know what? I will look into that. However, Nicki Jam has retracted his endorsement of Donald Trump.
Okay,
good for him.
Good.
After I mean, you know, at this point, Frangela, I don't know what it takes for, you know, late deciders apparently are moving toward Kamala. It's 60% is the latest number I'm told. But I'm like you, Frances. I have no idea at this point what polls to trust or not.
You can't trust them. What we can do is what I feel and I know that what I'm seeing is the energy on the ground and what people are doing. And I am seeing in areas that I have never, the youth vote. Like I said, I have a cousin who has never voted in her life.
I heard you say that on Final Word, in her 60s, right? She's in her 60s?
In her 60s.
Wow.
She just registered to vote a month ago.
Have I mentioned I never missed the Final Word? Okay.
Thank you.
And neither should you, America.
That's right.
You know, one group we hadn't thought about, loud white guys. Here is Billy Eichner and Will Ferrell.
Hey guys, it's Billy. I am back on the street with the one and only Will Ferrell. And we are out here today to represent a very important voting demographic, loud white men for Kamala Harris. So you ready, Will? Ah! Sir, we're loud white men for Kamala. Join the call.
Join the call.
Hell yeah, I'm in.
Yes. Who are you voting for?
Kamala Harris.
Yes, exactly. Have you voted yet?
Mail-in ballot.
Mail-in ballot, bitch! Miss, for a dollar, would you have sex with a Trump voter?
No.
Thank you. Sir, we're loud white men for Kamala. Join the call.
Yes.
Yes.
I support Kamala.
Yes, that's not that loud, but louder?
Oh, louder.
Yes.
I support Kamala.
Louder!
I support Kamala.
Yes!
Miss...
Do you want to hear a Chris LaVoy gym highlight? One time Will Ferrell came up to the gym and said, good job on that caller this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah. He was obviously watching TV because he recognized me. You know, he came up to me and I'm like, yeah, but you're Will Ferrell.
What? He should come to Sexy Liberal. That would be nice.
Yeah, tell
if you're
Will,
listening,
are you
Will?
In town, boo-boo?
Yeah, here's another stark choice. Melania, who is the Christmas lady,
uh-huh.
And Buddy the Elf, Secretary of Christmas. Hold on.
Miss, did you hear if Kamala wins, she's going to make Buddy the Elf Secretary of Christmas?
That would be phenomenal.
Would you have sex with a Trump voter? Oh, okay, thank you. Sir, loud white men for Kamala, join the call. Go Kamala!
Yeah! Yes!
Miss, for a dollar, who are you voting for?
Kamala!
Yes, there you go! Yes! Yes! I have to go. Yeah. Tell everyone in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania to vote for Kamala.
East Stroudsburg, vote for Kamala.
Please, sir. Loud white men for Kamala, join the call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are you voting for?
Kamala.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Corey.
Corey. Yeah. Corey for Kamala.
Can I just say we have all the funny on our side, and I have said it once, I've said it a million times, Frangela. I think the finest stand-up comedians in the country are Frangela, John Fugelsang, and Hal Sparks. You can see them all tomorrow night. It is the exact opposite of what you saw at Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
It is punching up at the fascists, not punching down. It, you know, and we keep saying, Frangela, we're not this like politically correct and staid. You know, our show's outrageous and hilarious and all of that.
Body.
You don't need to punch down. Yeah.
Right. You don't need
no.
to.
We don't attack regular people. There's nothing racist about our show. There's nobody going to come in there and be offended that their group got attacked.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep. SexyLiberal.com. Get to come see us live or get the pay-per-view. See you tomorrow night, Frangela. We love you.
We love you.
See you tomorrow night.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison entertainment critic and CityCast Madison editor Rob Thomas. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr will be here for Bar Band Friday Night with some most excellent new tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.